Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's Friday, Freedom Friday, we call it here on the Political Coffee radio show. Freedom meaning we give you the freedom, or I give you the freedom. As your benevolent dictator radio host... Yeah, the freedom to call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about, and it's really easy. You pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, or you can send me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news, like the one I got from Dwight. Just a point of interest, Jeff. The following article confirms many of the points having been made on your show. But when you also have the strong arms of Pelosi, Waters, and Biden, how can a guy get a fair trial? This, of course, is in relation to the mass intimidation of the Chauvin, the Derek Chauvin jury. Now, yesterday it was revealed one of the jurors made this stunning admission. I didn't want to go through the rioting. This man did not get a fair trial. And that admission right there just allowed this verdict to be challenged, to be overturned. Because that's what you have to prove, folks. So it goes back to that question we asked earlier in the week. Can anyone get a fair trial? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It's Freedom Friday. In a moment, we're going to go to the phones, but there's some things out there that I think you ought to just want to sort of put on out there for you. You got to love Trump, who savaged LeBron James, because LeBron James threatens the Columbus cop who shoots dead the black woman stabbing another black woman. We've seen the video. It's all over the place. LeBron James threatens the white cop. LeBron James, you're about to fall big time. This racist crap, and that's what it is going to boil over. And you're going to be blamed for it, at least partly. And Trump went right after him, called LeBron James racist. Because that's what it is, folks. And it only goes one way, doesn't it? Yep, there's other stuff. Can you believe, this is from the Oregon Catalyst, yep, Biden administration's proposing a $511 tax credit to do what? To pay people to take the vaccine. Stan Pulliam wins Oregon Catalyst's first Republican governor's primary poll. Yeah, there's a backstory here, folks, and I'll have it for you down the road. This is not only worthless beyond worthless, there's a reason that somebody's promoting it, and I'll tell you what it is. Oregon lawmakers consider banning hate crime perpetrators from state parks. Well, you got to love this one. If you've been convicted, so-called, of a hate crime that you could allegedly engaged in, like harassment of somebody of color, while you're at a state park, like on the beach or it's camping somewhere, you could be banned permanently under Senate Bill 289 if you were convicted of a bias crime that took place at a state park. Folks, you know how dangerous this is, because it won't be long that they extend the definition in Oregon. I'm telling you, this is coming, of a bias crime or a hate crime against anyone who says something, just says something, like a radio talk show host, or maybe a pastor from a pulpit, or maybe just you exercising your free speech. You could be banned from a state park And Jeff Merkley is hopeful, story out of the Historian, that the Biden administration and H.R. 1, that he's a co-sponsor of, which dramatically changes elections forever in this country, that that Republicans won't obstruct it. Jeff Merkley, it ain't Republicans you got to worry about. It's a couple of Democrats. In that regard, there's a Breitbart story by Lindsey Graham slamming Democrats on the filibuster as a tool of racism. Well, if it's a tool of racism, like Jeff Merkley says, why did you use it so much? You Democrats, if the filibuster is a tool of racism, why did you use it so much? And then there's another Oregon poll. This is a DHM. This is an actual poll, not the Oregon Catalyst poll. This is an actual DHM research poll. And you know what it found? Kate Brown's positive is only at 37%. You know what her negatives are? 57%. Her negatives are about as high as Trump's, folks. Ooh. That ought to scare the liberals. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I got lots of emails, but I got to go to the phones. We're going to start first on Freedom Friday with our man, Art. Art, good morning.
Jeff, good morning to you. Happy Friday. There's lots to talk about. There's no doubt about that. First of all, let me start with the good part. By Memorial Day, there's going to be a blind person operating the concessions at Silver Creek Falls.
Really?
Yes. And that's the good news. The bad news is there should have been one there a long time ago and according with law. But the Oregon Commission for the Blind didn't exercise the priority and help put a blind person to work because the employment rate for blind people is over 70%, Jeff. So I want to share with you that good news because it is due. Government does do right eventually if you fight for your rights and you fight for the law, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the one good. I wanted to start with the good news. And so, hey, everybody, look forward to that. I'm not going to bid on it, but I know a guy who is a great guy, and he'll be an asset to that state park and provide good services for all the people that visit there. Now, let me say, I listened to a speech today of the lieutenant governor from North Carolina, who happens to be black. And Jeff, we need to play this thing for every Republican in the state of Oregon, because we need a governor like that. We need Republicans to start thinking like he thinks. He debunked the Democratic Party. He debunked the racism, bull garbage, et cetera, et cetera. And so we most definitely need to get that speech, let our Republican people listen to it, because that's how we should be. That's what we should be doing. We should
He gave this speech yesterday, actually, because I missed it.
Oh, it was yesterday. Okay.
It was. Okay.
But we need to post that, Jeff. And in all actuality, you need to play that for your candidate who's running for governor. Because, and I don't know who this person is, and I hope you put him out there right away. But we need good quality candidates. We need Republicans who think like the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. And like I said, he happens to be black, but that doesn't matter. But it does help show that what the Democrat Party is trying to force and lie about needs to be squashed, and these people need to be replaced with good people who are going to govern under the Constitution of the United States of America. There is no doubt about that, Jeff. And so in closing today, I want to say we need more time, Jeff. All politics is local, and we need to have it like we used to have it, 3 full hours. And I know you can't, but we need to do it. And because we need to do all we can to get the message out, to promote and expose, you know, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, what they really are. And I just want to say, God bless everybody who listens to this radio station. Get out and vote for KSLM as the best radio station in the Willamette Valley. I've voted almost every day, and we need to fight. We need to fight. We need to expose the Democrats for their inappropriate thinking, and we all need to get involved. I know it's a sacrifice, but if we don't fix it, we don't fix it, nobody will.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Art.
You, Jeff.
I couldn't agree more. If we don't, it's up to us. If we don't fix it, nobody else will.
And have a great week.
Thanks. And by the way, while you were talking, I did bring up North Carolina Governor Mark Robinson, Lieutenant Governor, Black, goes on an awesome rant against this narrative that the left is putting out there. It's pretty cool. Thank you, Art. And by the way, Art, I'm sending you some additional emails from other listeners that want to get involved in your Peter Courtney recall, but your email bounced back this morning, so just make sure that it's all working. It normally doesn't bounce back on me, so thought I would just share that with you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? I want to thank Mr. Transmission Mile X. Wilsonville Auto Repair, out of Wilsonville, they're one of our new sponsors of this show. And they do more than just transmissions. They do a lot of other things to make you feel comfortable that your car is in the best shape that it can be. Especially ladies. If you don't have a man who's taking on that responsibility, and it's up to you, single moms, or just maybe you're widowed or you're divorced, and this is all on your shoulders. And again, my mother is widowed, and I want to make sure that she is in good hands. She lives in Prineville, so I don't get to hang out with her and look after her car. And this is something she worries about. Well, if you're near Wilsonville or even in the Salem area, this, and you're a woman, and you have the responsibility of looking after your car, I want you to feel very comfortable. And you can go to Wilsonville Auto Repair. It's Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X. com. That's their website. Read the testimonial. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. Lots of emails and great things to talk about.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and you can talk about anything political you want to talk about today. And by the way, in regards to Art's comments about, you know, about this show being 3 hours or local talk radio here on KSLM being 3 hours. Yeah, I mean, that would be wonderful if we could make that happen. I mean, right now, the only thing we're going to get is 2 hours. It's just because of how the schedule is working out, because we want The most live talk radio available in the entire state of Oregon is right here right now. It's 12 hours live. And that, we believe, is a great benefit to you. Yes, I know we need to talk plenty about local things, and hopefully we'll be able to continue to do that. You know, like the bills that are in front of the Oregon legislature right now and all the games that the Democrats are playing, trying to buy more Republican votes on all kinds of things. Julie writes an email. By the way, you want to send me an email, it is jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. She says, we spoke yesterday about graduation requirements or their abolition thereof. The one thing that the left wants to eliminate is advanced placement programs, which is considered to be racist. This is the same groups who consider math racist. The one-time students retract according to ability. Everyone had a chance to succeed. This is considered to be a form of discrimination and abolished by the Department of Education. Part two, just to get a little snarky. This makes Jill Biden, PhD, Divinity Education, a genius. Her thesis was filled with syntax errors and comments such as the dean of retention is working on retention of students. The good sisters at my college would have returned that paper within 24 hours to make corrections. From what I've heard, it would have taken Jill Biden 24 days to correct her paper. Oh, Julie, you are so good. Corby writes an email. Good morning, Jeff. In regards to OSHA, this is Oregon OSHA. They're just another corrupt government organization. About the equivalent to parking enforcement. Ooh. Sorry to those of you parking enforcement folks out there. Anyway, he continues. They have to fine businesses to pay their wages. Being in construction my whole life, I've had my firsthand experiences with them. Every time they just happen by your job site or a competitor reports you, that would never happen. Even though everything on your job site is in order, they will make something up to impose a fine. They're basically extortionists. They start out with, say, a $15,000 fine. And then say, if you let them look at your payroll records, they'll knock $5,000 off. And then your hazmat records, they'll knock $2,500 off, etc. Even though you were completely in the right, you will end up paying something. As far as finding businesses for the mask mandate, that is absolutely wrong in all respects. OSHA was set up to supposedly protect workers from workplace hazards. In other words, between employer-employee relations. When I walk into a place of business, I'm not an employee. OSHA is not to have a jurisdiction over holding a business responsible for its customers. Of course, if we had anything resembling a reasonable and just judicial system, this wouldn't be happening. In summary, OSHA is overstepping their authority and should not be able to restrict a customer's ability to patronize a business. Have a great weekend. You're very much appreciated. Corby, you are very much appreciated. And that's a great point. OSHA is meant to protect employees from bad actions of employers. It's in the name, folks. Occupational Health and Safety Administration. It isn't. Protect your customers from the business association. Truly, it isn't. Great point, Corby. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Freddie, who's on the line. Freddie, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. You're talking about OSHA. Have you seen all this homeless stuff, like in Salem on Market Street or on the Salem Parkway?
It's stunning.
How can that be allowed with all the rules and regulations we have with the health department and OSHA and everything else? It's an absolute disgrace. Do you have any answer about that?
I'm stunned that nobody's doing anything about it.
Right.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I wonder about that, too, because I just it wasn't yesterday. It was the day before, Freddie. I drove up to Salem, got off at Market Street, and while I'm there, there's an ODOT vehicle parked off the side of the off-ramp where all those homeless people are, and they're up gathering trash from the homeless people. And I'm thinking to myself, that's what our tax dollars are paying for?
How can they allow this? I mean, this has never been this way before.
No, and it makes you wonder, Freddie, why has it gotten so bad? I mean, with all the money that government's throwing at COVID and people and unemployment, why are so many people hopeless now? Because, I mean, if you're living in a tent at an off-ramp, you're pretty hopeless, aren't you?
Well, either that or you just decided you just, get all this free stuff. I mean, every one of them, when they leave, is garbage everywhere else. I mean, how do they get all of this stuff? You know, I mean, why are people giving them these things and allowing this thing to happen? It's unsanitary. It's unhealthy. It's a disgrace. I mean, come on. What's going on?
Well, it's government choosing to enforce laws for a select group of people and not enforcing it for others. That's what it is. And it's wrong.
You know, on another note, Jeff, I think we need to just really focus on the governorship in Oregon. You know, if you look at Florida, they got a great governor. Look what's going on down there. Why aren't we modeling that and getting somebody that's really, really can be a great governor? Because the governor sets the priority of the state. I mean, even these Republicans are falling in line. Because of what the governor's doing. So we need to get a really strong governor to get the state straightened out.
You are so correct, Freddie, and I'm going to introduce you personally to a person which you might be surprised is actually closer to you than you even realize. Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
6:30 in the morning. We'll be back with Kathy's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. Doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. In a moment, we're going to go to Kathy and then Glenn. Want to thank Righteous Renovations. You just heard Eric Azer's ad. He really is a guy who cares about his customers, and it's reflected in their work, and it's reflected in the very happy customer comments on his website, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. Check it out. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Thanks for waiting through the break. It's on your mind on Freedom Friday.
Good morning. The Gateway Pundit has an article this morning. It says, it's happening. Maricopa County is moving the voting machines to Veterans Memorial Coliseum, where Arizona Senate election audit will be performed. They've also, for a couple of days now, been talking about the audit of the ballots. And somebody from the elections division or whatever of the government came forward yesterday and was saying, yes, there were some irregularities and we didn't check all of the SIGs. And so anyway, that's a little bit of good news.
Yeah, it is. In fact, you can, folks, what she's talking about, if you go to gatewaypundit.com, you can literally watch the live proceedings. They're going to live stream it. Yeah. And I'm telling you, Kathy, this is really pivotal. If
I know.
Truly, if they find enough evidence of fraudulent voting in Arizona that would have changed the outcome of the election, then that'll be earth-shaking, number one. It'd be impossible for the left to ignore it and the Supreme Court. Then secondly, it's going to absolutely influence what the news was that came out of Georgia yesterday, that an independent group in Georgia found 12,000 illegal votes in Georgia. That is enough to change the outcome of the election there.
This is
going to be powerful.
The other thing I was thinking yesterday while I was reading headlines was Joe wants to make Washington, D.C. a state, and all these other things that he said he would not do. So he's the absolute opposite of President Trump. President Trump did everything he said he'd do. Joe is doing everything he said he wouldn't do. I mean, it's like night and day. And the other thing I wanted to talk about just for a sec was the homelessness.
Yes.
I have some not direct experience, but a lot of this is not wanting handouts and stuff. It's a drug and alcohol problem. And
yes,
they don't want to be helped. They like being where they can do what they want and not have to be responsible for stuff. And I mean, I'm not trying to make a judgment. I'm just saying that they want their drugs and alcohol more than they want safety and comfort. My grandmother had a brother on what they used to call in Portland Skid Row. And out of 10 kids, he's the only one that got trapped. And people tried to bring him in and help him and whatever. He just didn't want it. He wanted to be with his friends. He wanted to have alcohol if he wanted it. And that's how he wanted to live. And I heard also a homeless person talking about that on the news. One of the reporters just said, there's lots of help out here. Why don't you take it? He said, because we like it. We want to be here where people can't bother us and we can do what we want. So I think get off the streets.
Sure,
but
sure.
I mean,
what I guess that tells me is that our society and our culture, for some reason, has led these people to that point where they would rather live like that, where they're just left alone, than be engaged in life that we're all engaging in. And that, to me, is an enormous tragedy. Don't you think, Kathy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's horrible. But
it is. Yes.
I mean, it's not like everybody's, you know, been thrown out on the street and don't want to be there.
Well, you're right about that. Kathy, thank you. That's a true story, and it's an interesting insight. I appreciate that very much. Before we go to Glenn, the number is 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. Today doesn't have to be what I've talked about at all. It's on your mind. What do you want to get off your chest? 503-589-1220. Emails, of course, to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Jeff Kubler writes me an email, says, I see a lot of analysis under the Oregon Citizens Lobby, but not much testifying. Can we change that? Yeah, we can. People have to be absolutely convinced that it's the right thing to do, to not just analyze bills at the Oregon Citizen Lobby, but literally to get on the list and to testify. Avis, thanks for the great emails, especially to let Art know that a particular guy at a shop in Salem is very interested in helping to recall Peter Courtney. I'll pass that along to him. And Representative Mike Nierman sent an email about the another email that Avis had sent about the Second Amendment Sanctuary Counties organizations. And three out of four of them passed in November of 2020. Clatsop County didn't pass. And then Ben got a sent me a great email about yesterday's show. And he said, great show as always. Education is now the latest, it seems, in a deteriorating country, along with legalizing mind-numbing drugs and the destruction of personal property in the name of fabricated racial divide. The Democratic agenda is already dumbing our kids down. And now they want to ensure that they do not start thinking for themselves. Allowing our young adults to receive a participation trophy in the form of a diploma is just another effort in socialism. What will it take to get our so-called educators off the ridiculous path of destruction? You know what it'll take, Ben? I mean, it's a great observation. It's going to take angry parents organizing and running slates of people who will go back to traditional educational standards for school boards, and then showing up and supporting them when they have to fight against the teachers' union and the radical leftist. That's what it's going to take. To the phones. We'll go to Glenn, and then we'll move on to Rich. Glenn, good morning.
Yeah, Jeff. As the government governs against us, things are going to change. As they talk about taking away police surveillance and leaving us helpless without our weapons, we're going backwards. We discussed this before. As the government governed against us, look what's happening in downtown Portland. People are leaving. They're leaving the city and going to outskirts. What's going to happen, you're going to start having districts. People are going to start forming districts or communities away from the cities where we can have our own governance. Kind of like the Jerusalem of old, which had they had the Jewish sector, the Muslim sector, the Armenian sector. The governed are going to run themselves out of a job. We're going to create our own communities with our own governance. It's actually going to happen and beginning to happen as they exit the cities and get out so that they can govern on their own. And people will gather together in their own communities of like nature. I mean, in the 1800s, the missionaries did this. Companies that started their companies in foreign countries, they started communities where the people lived together to work for them. And they had their own governments. And that's exactly what this is going to lead to, Jeff. These governors and councils and mayors are all going to lose their jobs. They're going to be worthless peas on a pod. We don't need them.
So you're predicting, Glenn, you're predicting that there's going to be such a massive backlash to this. And you may be right. You know, earlier in the show, I talked about this poll by DHM out of Portland about Kate Brown. She has a 57% negative approval rating. You may be right. There may be such a backlash that it extends to all levels of government.
But if they continue, which they're planning on, we're going to have no other choice, Jeff. And we will drive them. We will drive them out. We'll drive away their offices. We won't need their offices. We don't need those positions anymore. We can govern ourselves, and America will break up. The major cities will actually come down, in a sense, and spread out. But that would be a good thing. Not necessarily a bad thing at all.
Seeing some of that happen already, as you look at this apparent steam that is gathering for a big chunk of Oregon to join with Idaho and become part of Greater Idaho rather than Oregon, because it's not just cities. It's a lot
I'm
of
all
other
in.
People, and I think there's a mentality behind it. Thanks, Glenn. Have a great weekend. Rich, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. We're going to go to just a moment to Rich and then Rebecca. I got an email from Dale. Said, speaking of Gateway, are you aware of the horrific conditions in the transient mega camp directly behind Walmart on Turner Road? No, I'm not, actually. That's a sad thing if it's being described as horrific conditions. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Thanks for hanging on to the break. What's on your mind today on Freedom Friday?
Well, all sorts of stuff. One, to talk about what Kathy said. She doesn't realize that the evil people on the left always say that they're not going to do something when they're already doing it. And if they're not already doing it, they're going to go and do it. So they'll telegraph you with, oh, we're not going to do this, like Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to run for president. And then all of a sudden she does. They always do that. So anytime they tell you they're not going to do it, they're going to do it. And if they say they're for something like transparency, they mean the opposite.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is the health department should be held accountable by the federal level for allowing stuff like I-5 and Market Street go down the way it is. It stinks down there all the time when it heats up. And the governor and the liberals in the state legislature should be held accountable for that, because they're telling OSHA and the health department, don't let them play in squalor and let it go at that. They want that to be there. That's why they're there. The next thing is that the stimulus thing is really interesting, because some people have been getting a check. Say for example, we haven't done ours yet, but let's say that I got a check and then the wife gets it directly deposited into the our account. Or as a friend of mine, he got his wife got the check and he got a Medibank card. So look how confused that is. The next thing is that where's the child abuse to OSHA for forcing kids to wear masks while they're outside playing on a baseball diamond? And who knows how much respiratory problems this is going to cause in the future? And so the whole state is out of control, going against their own rules. So why should we look at any of their rules?
Yeah, that's a great point. If everything is out of whack like that, I mean, if again, government loses all moral authority, Rich, to demand that you and I adhere to any law, if they look the other way on some laws, just like you're trying, I think, what do you think about this, Rich? What if the citizens engaged in a lawsuit against the state or the city of Salem for allowing those camps to exist as they are?
Well,
they're public health.
Just like you said a long time ago when Mannix put that court case into the state about the churches and stuff. I agree with you, but the thing is, you can't go to the state courts because they're all wired. You have to go to the federal level.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
And that's the only way you're
going
to do it. And the thing is, look at it this way. If they're willing to destroy Oregon for their own means, on their own way, that they justify their means by destroying Oregon, what else are they capable of?
Oh, they're capable of a lot. They're
exactly
capable of putting
That's
us
what I'm saying is this is a
good re-education
for people
class
to realize that these people are so dangerous, they're willing to allow people to be in disease-ridden places like behind Walmart or I-5 and Market Street on purpose, and the state's doing that, and the state people are told not to do anything, to stand down. And that tells you the upper management is terrible and that they're willing to do anything to justify anything they want as long as they get what they want. So people start realizing this is done on purpose.
Yeah, of course it is, and that comes right from Kate Brown. That's exactly where it comes from. Thanks, Rich. Great point. Before I go to Rebecca, I want to remind you that if you're looking for relief from pain, you should really try ProBioscience Pain Stick. I use it a lot because I have a lot of pain in my body from overwork and working out and all of that. It really does work. And it's drug-free. And if you're in a sensitive position and, you know, you have to be drug tested, they have the same product that will always, that you can use, that will always let you pass a drug test. Go to pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-markbioscience.com. If you buy anything for the month of April, get a 15% discount when you use the discount code SHOWERS. The word SHOWERS. We're actually going to have some tomorrow, so that'll be good. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
Well, sometimes we have to look at the actual places that run countries, or the people who run countries, to see where they're going. And victims of communism has all kinds of victimsofcommunism.com. You can look at the stories of people who have been under the rule of communism. and when Hitler created Germany, the first thing he did was take the children away from the parents. And the parents are considered to be extraneous and pushed to the side, and the children are the center of the state's attention. And for the purpose of raising up an army, if you would call it, to go and fight against the parents. And that's what we see with Antifa and BLM, is they're organizing the young people to believe that their parents are haters, bigots, etc., racist, and that they need to be attacked. The institutions that the parents have worked all their lives to build need to be attacked.
That's right. They have to tear them down. And that begins with the family. And it begins with religion. And that's exactly what their goal is, well said.
This isn't random. Anyway,
No.
Our founders believed that the state should never be in control of education. People's Church.
Rebecca, got to let you go. I'm sorry, because I got to finish up the show here. I really appreciate it. It's a great point. Everything she just said is right out of the Communist Manifesto. Linda writes an email, says, when we talk about Arizona and the fraudulent voting, let's remind everyone who changed the rhythm of the elections. Fox News. And the other Dale sent me an email and said, yep, that Maricopa County audit starts today. It's going to take 40 days. 2.5 million ballots audited by hand. Then Linda said, I had many homeschoolers in my neighborhood. Some kids have gone back to school, if you can believe it, for 2 hours a day. I knocked on every door yesterday, and the response was many already knew about the graduation requirement suspension, and they're not going to sit still for it. I hope so. Friends, Freedom Heating and Air is one of our great sponsors, and you know what? We're going to have some very cool days coming up, like 58 degrees for the high next week. If your heat pump is not keeping up or your furnace, give Freedom Heating and Air a call. They've got great discounts for veterans, for seniors, and they've got great emergency services. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, that's their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Friends, thank you to all of you for being with us this week. May you all be blessed. Keep praying for this country. Be determined. You're going to stand and fight in our system for everything, every right God has given you, against those who want to take it away from you. See you Monday, folks.